Satena, Satena, Satena.
Beloved Babaji, there is something that I would like to share to help to clear out or to help to see from a different perspective. Like many people, I was sexually misused in an early age, and many times this subject came up in the retreats with different aspects, but in a way it is always coming up. Mistrust, feeling on guard, uncomfortable sensation in the body memories. But I ask myself if I don't take this story too serious, if I don't give too much energy to it. And what comes is that maybe I get too involved, identified with the story, with the drama, with the victim. So then I don't know if I'm feeding the past history or if this is the change process itself, looking forward to go deeper. Yours, Menaka. I don't know if I'm feeding the past history or if this is the change process itself. It, where you are, Menaka, is it's both. Because now you're getting conscious about it, no? You're putting it out. That means now you have the awareness, the understanding to look at it. Up to a certain point, everything gets hidden that we don't want to look at, especially uncomfortable things. Then, that is what the unconscious is. It is there, but it's hidden. And everybody has so many things unconscious that they don't want to look at. And that is also why they are afraid to feel, to be sensitive, to be open. Because then they will start feeling deeper all the things that they've been hiding. But the only way is to understand the situation. So, if you have a wound, which it is, then it doesn't help to just hide it. You have to open it so it gets fresh air, it gets the sun, so it can heal, no? You get the pus out. So this is the same thing if something is coming up in your unconsciousness, and like you say, you and many, 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 many have, even this, sexually misused, which is quite amazing, but it just shows how sick we are. And the children, they are totally open, vulnerable, like sponges. So everything that is happening, they soak up. They have no defense. And then maybe from your own family, most probably, you get misused, you get hurt, even sexually abused. They have stories, the many, 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 just infants. And like you say, like many people, I was sexually misused at an early age. It's totally amazing. This is what is normal. Look how perverted we are, how sick. So you have a great responsibility to wake up so you don't carry this tradition on. Because they have seen that if you are misused and being misused, then you tend to also go on with it. Misuse other people in different ways, and there's many different ways. It could be physical abuse. It can be silent abuse. It can be mental. It can be violent. There's many ways to abuse people, to vibe them. It doesn't need to only be physical, no? So, of course, when you are here, you say, many times this subject comes up in the retreats with different aspects, but in a way it's always coming up. Yeah, because in the retreats this is designed so you empty yourself, you heal yourself, and the only way to heal yourself is that it comes up. You have to look at it. You have to look at it and you have to forgive. Forgiveness can only happen when there is a deep understanding of your own situation, of the human conditioning as such. So the people who have done it to you, they must be in deep confusion, trauma, pain themselves. Otherwise they cannot do it. Very, very lost. Which is very hard to look at if it's your own family. It's painful. But it has to. You have to see the reality as it is. And it's not easy many times. That's why I have all these different meditations to help. Because you can listen to me, you can listen to masters, enlightened beings. They say, you are not that, you are not your body. You are beyond that. There is no suffering. That doesn't help much if you are suffering, if you are in pain. It becomes a mental thing. So everybody has to be responsible for their own being, for their own story, no? So to go beyond, you first have to heal that. You have to understand that. You have to forgive yourself and the other. And that can only happen out of a deep insight in yourself. You are unconscious. They are unconscious. When you start waking up, when you start reclaiming yourself, which is what is happening here, you start getting insights, you're going deeper, things are coming up. Then you also have more responsibility over yourself. It's a very good sign because you cannot hide anymore. It comes a point you cannot hide. You have to face yourself. And from the very beginning, I say you have to start being responsible for yourself. So if anything is hindering you of happiness, of harmony, of peace, of meditation, of joy, then look at it. What is it? What is these stumbling blocks that I have? What is the pain? You have to see it and you have to heal it. And maybe it's not easy, but here you get help. Alone is almost impossible because the mind doesn't want to go there. You have to go deeper into your feelings. So don't fight it. Just welcome it, to see, you understand, accept things as they are. And if it's difficult, these groups or sessions will help. And for things like this, maybe family constellation is very helpful. Because it's your own family. So all these therapies can be very helpful if you have stumbling blocks. But you have to see first, feel first, what is my issue? What is my stumbling block? What is it that comes up? Then you can have to ask for help. Mistrust, feeling on guard, uncomfortable sensation in the body, memories. Yes. And memories. Memories are part of your story, no? Because up to a certain age, be that 3, 4, 5 years old, you don't have memories. Because there is no ego there. You have to have an ego before you start getting the memories. So this is your story. Up to a certain point, maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, you are totally clean. That's why it's very difficult to remember that. Go deeper than that. Because you don't have any ego yet. You are just at one, like a real. That's why everybody loves to look at the little babies, because they are totally clean. They go like a everything like the magical. Which is still there in you. But no, in the meantime, from that point, which is your true essence, till now, in some way you got polluted, you got identified with your story. Then you have all the pains and hurt, maybe, maybe not. It's different from each individual. Then that has to be healed, that has to be understood, before you can come back to your innocence again. That innocence is still there. It's just that now you have become identified with your memories. That is your story. That is the ego. But I ask myself if I don't take this story too serious. Yes, most probably you do when it comes up. Because in a way it is serious. But don't be serious. Just look at it. And you look much better and you see, understand much better a story if you have a little distance to it. If you are in the story, you don't see. And that's what meditation, awareness does. It brings a distance to your own story. You are more than the story. But before you realize that, you have to deal with the story. That is the problem for somebody who is free to communicate. Because the enlightened one says, you are free. Easy is right. There is no suffering, there is no pain. But that is when you have realized that you are not your story. Then you are free. So as long as you are identified with your story, with your mind, with your thoughts, then there will be pain. Because that is you. That you, me, is separate from the whole. When you are realized that you are part of the whole, you are not separate, then how can there be suffering then? It can be suffering in the story, but you have a bigger foundation. You are not identified with the mind. The story will still be there, but you are not the story. I ask myself if I don't take this too this story too serious, if I don't give too much energy to it. And what comes is that maybe I get too involved. Yes. No, for the first thing, if it is a bad story, why get involved? Watch it. The first I tell you is to change the negative to the positive. So at least be involved in a good story. Just think about it. You have so many good stories. Now you are here, no? How is that story? Huh? Marvelioso, no? Yeah. Then you smile. And then what happens to that old story? It's gone. Yes. So now you see both those sides of yourself. But on the way to reclaim yourself, to be free of the past, of your identification, it will always be many stumblings, because the past has been with you a long time. So it's like you have one foot on it, one on land and one in the boat. Should I go or should I not? And then you fall in the ploop in the middle. And what comes is that maybe I get too involved, identified with the story, with the drama, with the victim. Yes. Then you are lost. So any identification will bind you. So at least find something to be identified with, to be attached with, that brings you closer to the truth. And the victim, this victim, just the word, it sounds very bad. It's just something that happened to your story, it's not really you. If you can accept that, then be happy. Otherwise, do more groups, do family constellation, work on it when this comes up. Because it has to come up. When something is buried deep down, it has to come up to the light, to the air. Then it can evaporate, no? It cannot escape if it's underneath in the dark. So let it go. Then you will also, if that's the great thing with suffering, is that then it will make you more compassionate towards yourself and to others. This is the human situation. This is what we do, even to our own children, even to our own family. This is the reality. It's shocking. I saw a program that is very normal. They are selling their children as prostitute to make sexual video for pedophiles just to get money. Their own family does this. How is it possible? That's what I say. They are not humans. They are functioning on a lower level. Everybody looks like humans, but don't get fooled. As many people, they look like humans, they are not humans. Even animals are not like that. No animal do that to their own children. Impossible. What happened to humans? So, this is the thing, you have the potential, the possibility to rise. But without awareness, you will go down. Because of greed, because of sex, because of money, because of power, because of ego. Something. Then again and again, these things happen. And then you can find these people, you know, they have said, the people who have studied this situation, that then you can go on to your children and misuse them. Or you end up in relationships that is violent. that is abusive. So you will never learn that trust. First, you have to reclaim yourself. If you feel yourself have some worth, you don't go on with the relationship that is destructive, that you get misused. But humans are like that. You can become used to being a victim. You can become used to being violent. You can become used to being a murderer. This is how it is. So it takes awareness to get out of that. So then I don't know if I'm feeling the past history or this is the change process itself. It's part of the change process because it's coming up. And it's coming up is very good because then you can look at it. And when you look at something and you understand something, then it disappears. But in the meantime, of course, then the past, the memories, the pain comes up. Don't pay attention to that. Just watch it, allow it, feel it. And then when I say feel it, don't cling to the feeling. Let it come, let it go. If you just let things go, then the feelings comes and they goes. It's only by clinging you hold on to the pain. You cannot hold on to anything. Let it go. Be hollow bamboo. Ask existence to wash you clean. When you go in the river, when you're having shower, just feel, let wash through whole of me all this pain. Then think about me also, then I will take shower with you, no problem. Laugh, remind you to laugh. Because that is also, the victim is very serious people, you should not be playful, no? You see what it does to you? No, I'm putting it straight out. No, you see. Where's the story now? No. And what is there now? Heart. So, hold on to the heart, you know, hold on to the love, hold on to the compassion, not to the pain. No? We are so good to hold on to the difficulties, no? That is a known fact, no? People, they remember the bad things. You have to reclaim yourself, no? And don't put yourself in situation that these things is happening. Be strong in yourself. People have so many power games, so many trips. Even people in your close family, your husband, your wife, all these, there's so many games going on. Somebody can be very loving, your beloved, you think, and then suddenly change and get violent or abusive. And not necessarily only physically or sexually, but verbally, or vibes, or all this, no? It's all abuse. So the more in balance you come, the more natural you become, the more you will see that, and the more you will stay away from it. May all the babies and all the grown-ups be safe. Aum Shanti. the children, they should be safe, no? They are so innocent. They need help, they need protection. They cannot survive by themselves. And then they get misused of their own family. No? Just think about that. That is how it is. Manaka, how is it now? Very good. Very good. Huh? I teach by example, no? This is why, what I mean, I say to everybody, let go of the past, no? You let go of the past, you are here, now, then. Ah! Just get the last things of the past out. Ah, that's good. Yeah. Dear beloved, after some crazy weeks and months since the winter retreat, I sit here early morning in the sun. This soft stillness is so good. And I just love to be here in your Buddha field. What a ride since March. I would like to share about what happened during the forest therapy training. One evening, I went to the bathroom. That happens, no? We used to go to the bathroom. Morning, evening, anytime is good. Whenever you feel, you go. It's good. And while I washed my hands, I looked into the mirror, and there was no mirror. There was nobody there. There was a strange, terrifying being. I backed away in shock. It was behaving, moving totally independently from me. I got scared, and at the same time, I could not stop looking at it. It was so real that there was real death there in the mirror. I didn't know for how long it lasted, but it felt like hours. I guess it was only a few minutes. The taste of it, however, lasted until the next morning. We had a walk in the forest alone, and what happened, I cannot describe. Only this sentence came. Everything what we so often say is mysterious, a mystery, is not at all. It makes total sense. That is what I managed to put into words. Yes, that's how it is. When you see, you see. And there is no way to talk about it. This is my problem all the time. How can I communicate that which is beyond, which is so simple? And this is a very old meditation, and is best done when it's totally dark, this Tratak meditation, that you look into a mirror. You can do it alone also if you like it. And then you will come up many different pictures, faces, man, woman, old, young, animals, monsters, whatever it is. And it's all your unconscious that is cleaning. Don't take any notice. It is hilarious that the mind cannot find words or ways to express something that makes sense. Yes, the mind makes no sense. And poor are the people who all hold on to the mind. I was laughing and crying a lot about this strong experience of creation, so connected in my heart with the name you gave me. How can I ever thank you enough for such a gift of love? You don't even need to thank me, just take care of that. Take care of your own heart, no? This mystery. That is the thank you to me. That is the best. Just allowing yourself to go more and more into the heart, less and less bound by the mind, less and less ruled by your mind, by the past. That is the mystery. And out of that, of course, tremendous gratitude will come. Because it's your own heart that is waking up. It's a totally different world, transformation. But don't worry, you don't need to say thank you. I can see it in your eyes, in the way you walk anyway. And people cannot trick me with words. Some people, they say all things, but they still walk like a rabbit. In deep gratitude at your feet, Rachana. How can we talk about it? That is the mystery. Just the other day I told you, Kabir have this saying, the words of the dumb one, of the fool, only the fools understand. And the words of the wise ones, only the wise understands. That's how it is. They are not connected. It's like two different realities. And you cannot think about it. You have to go there. And when you go, you see. And when you see, you smile. Kabir says, that which hears, that which sees, cannot explain. Why this tongue, eyes, ears? He's saying it's something beyond the senses. He's talking about the sixth sense, the seeing, the third eye. That which hears cannot explain. Why tongue, eyes, ears? What's full empties out. What is empty fills up. Empty, full, neither to be found. The experience is this. Doesn't make sense. Because you have to stop making any sense to go there. Into the mystery. It's not full, it's not empty. It is full and it's empty. It is up, it is down. It is forward and backward. It is in, it is out. It is and it's not. All these words is meant to take you beyond your head. Such a wonder. It's never been told. Tell it and it's still hidden. Tell it and it's still hidden. Because if you don't have the own experience, you don't know. All the saints, all the masters, all the enlightened ones, they've been talking about the truth. But that doesn't help. It's so many people, they are studying. They're studying religion, they are studying this sacred text, they are studying, even the masters, what they have said. But it's totally useless if you don't have your own experience. And only then will you become religious. You have to find your own inner religion, your own inner light. You cannot read about it. These people who think about it, and that is memory. they can study. They can study all everything that the master have said, and all the different religions, what they have said. Even the spiritual text, everything, they have people like this. And it's all memory, mental. They don't have any experience. Because if you have only one experience to take you beyond, then who cares? Then you make a good bonfire, all the books. At least we have one good fire tonight. Then you know that is the difference. But you cannot. Such a wonder, it's never told. Tell and it's still hidden. And Kabir and Jesus and Buddhas and all the mystics, they go on saying it. But it doesn't help. Because most people, they are just listening, reading, studying, thinking. That's why they always say you have to meet an enlightened being. That is what the master is there for. Because only then can you get ignited. It's alive. Otherwise, it's like studying the menu. Nice, this dish is very good. That's what they say. All the mystics, they say that this is very good. Nice picture of it. But when you eat it, it's just a piece of paper. You have to taste it. And when you taste it, then you get the, this was delicious. And then even your best friend comes, how was it? And he says, it was good, but what can you say? You have to taste it. This can only happen with an enlightened one. That's what the guru is for. That's why they say it's the most precious thing. Such a wonder is never told. Tell and is still hidden. Quran, Bibles, Veda. Couldn't write it. If I say it, who will listen? If I say it, who will listen? That's why if you are really known, that you would like to just be quiet. But it's so beautiful that you also would love to share it. Then you go on, even if you don't get understood, you go on. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe some. Once in a while you have somebody who lose the mind, drop the mind, come back in the heart, in the soul, and then they can listen. Listen to that which is beyond the words. Where's Julia? You are hiding there? This is your first time here. How is it? Dear Babaji, you brought so much light in. I feel I have been waiting all my life to meet you. I was hopeless. And you gave me hope. I was thirsty and you nourished me. I was lost and you showed me the way. I was seeking for so long and now I feel so grateful in my heart for having found you. I don't want to leave you anymore. I am so afraid of getting lost again. Yeah, don't get lost. Be steady now. But we have to be lost before we know that we don't really want to be lost, we want to be found. We want peace. And if that is clear, then nothing is hindering you. The doors are open. It's just that knowing in your heart that this is what I want. When I saw you walking in the temple in satsang, I was so sure in my heart that you are my beloved. Yes. That means you have eyes. Even before I met you, I knew it already. In the darkest place of my existence, I could feel your warmth. Why did it take me so long? Why so much struggle? All your experiences was needed to bring you here. Wasn't it? It was perfect. And what is long or short? We are here. Remember? Why so much struggle? Yeah, because you had to realize that struggle was not really for you. We have to have a hard time to realize. That's why Buddha said that life is suffering for most people. They haven't realized that they can be free. So they are struggling. They are suffering. And then maybe one day they realize, no, it must be more to life. That is the beginning. Please, how can I erase these sad memories? What memories? You have memories now? Not now. Now you are here. We are here, no? Do you want your memories? Then don't go there. They are not here now, then you know they are not there. So now starts the part of awareness, of meditation. You know, something in you know that they are not there. Now you are smiling, you are happy. You have found. Then be on guard, be vigilant, don't go there when they come, because they will come, because that's the habit. But the memory is not really you, it's part of your story, which I talked about before. You are something else. Those memories, it belongs to your mind, to your ego, to your story, which is separated from the whole. That which is smiling, that which is free, that which can see the light, the beloved, that is something else. That is clarity. So be on guard now. Don't go there because it belongs to the past. But for most people it takes time, because it's such a habit to get involved. You don't need that memory. And remember, you have one memory that you need, a factual memory that is good. Because sometimes people ask, if I let go, if I'm no more me, how can I function then? It's like, do you think you become like a vegetable then? No, that factual memory, the memory is in your brain, you know. And you need some kind of memory. Like, it's best, no, in this country, we drive on the right side of the road. If you go to England, better drive on the left side. You know, this is the memory that is useful. But then you have a psychological memory that you don't need, that is all these traumas and memories and hurts, your story, that you don't need. So when you wake up to your own reality more and more, then all that which is not needed, that disappears. It's just a burden. Like you say, why so much struggle? How can I erase these sad memories? By becoming more aware. That's the only way. By waking up. By living more and more happy here and now. That is my whole teaching. Live now. Be happy. Relax. Go deeper. Breathe. Like that. Smile. Don't take it serious. Because sad memories is very sad. At least I'm making good memories. So now I'm changing. The first step is to change the bad memories to the good memories. Then you have to take care of the good memories. How can I get away from my mind? By becoming more aware. I just want to surrender completely to this love with all my heart, Julia. Yes. Nothing is holding you back. It's available. So this is why it's so important to let the past go, no? Don't stick to it, because the thoughts, the memories will come up. But by meditating, getting to know yourself, living more in the moment, more and more you start functioning out of now. Then those memories doesn't have so much grip on you. One day, it's gone. And especially if you really want. That's all what is needed. If you know whatever you want, it will happen. The only thing is that most people, they don't know. So they want things that they don't really want. I'm dealing with this all the time. I see what people do, but it takes years before they come there. Then in the meantime, they think they want this, they need this, the this, the this, the this, and it's just a waste. So if you really want, then no problem. Welcome. Only when people don't know what they want, then it takes time. This is something my master said, Osho. What is sought totally is always attained. That's what I'm trying to teach you, this totality. How can you think you can know, reach a place if you're not total? Oh, I want to go on that mountain. Great, it looks so great if I'm on top of that mountain. Then you come down to the I'm tired now. And then your old friends from the past say, come on, let's go to the party. Okay. Then 3 years later, there is that mountain. Oh, it'd be great to go up there. Then you make it to the bridge. And then somebody comes, hey, come on. That's how you're not dedicated. No? So he says, what is sought totally is always attained. I know this totality. So that's why I can tell you that it works. Thoughts, when concentrated, becomes things. As the river finds the ocean, thirsty souls find the temple of God. You must have been thirsty because you are here. Thirsty souls find the temple of God. But the thirst must be intense, and the work tireless, and the waiting without end, and the calling with the whole heart. Totality. Not part, not partial, but with the whole heart. And all this thirst, work, waiting, calling, are contained in one small word, and the word is prayer. But praying cannot be performed. It is not an act. You can only be in it. It is a feeling. It is the very soul. It is a surrender of oneself without any words or any demands. If that is there, the gates to the temple is open. Leave yourself to the unknown and accept whatever comes. Whatever God makes of you, accept it. And if He breaks you, accept that too. Whatever is needed, that is surrender.
So on. and on, and love will lead us on.
What the fuck are you sitting? You have forgotten who you are? My God! Then he's really gone. Huh? Yeah. Beloved Master Swaha, I thought I missed you all along, but only now that I am in your presence again, I really realize how deep that missing was. I heard this before. But you didn't forget, it was something there. How many years now, Sama?
6, 7.
Being back in this paradise after so long time is an amazing gift for me. Then give yourself amazing gifts more often. Ta bon? You had to come back to me to sell you simple things. Don't hold back. You give yourself amazing gifts. Now it's the second chance, not summer. This alchemy you are doing with us is so real. So much joy in my heart to meet again all these shining, bubbling hearts that you so patiently are polishing with truth and nourish with the nectar of love. Yeah, you can see that they're getting more shiny. Yeah, good. It's easier to see when you've been away, you know, and it's good. Otherwise, some people don't think anything is happening. And they go on doing little mistakes and want to hide and don't say any feedback or nothing. I have to all the time polish, but if they had seen, then they would be very happy. I'm so grateful for your infinite compassion. Being in your presence again has reignited my heart with the flame I forgot was possible. Oh, that's nice. That's the difference, no? Of studying the menu or eating it, no? Huh? In deep gratitude, Sama. Very good. Sometimes I was wondering, where is this Sama guy? He's not. Yeah? And then, in your own family, your nice family, Malini, Luciana, they know they are past you. You have to catch up, Sama. Mamma mia! And now, I mean, I can only imagine how it is to be an Italian family. That is intense. So I can understand you escaped. And maybe you have all forgotten about. But no, it's safe, I tell you. It's safe. I have corrupted your whole family. They are all my lovers now. So beautiful. They understand. It's unbelievable, but these miracles happen. And not only that, but I myself have been in Italy. And I said, where is Sama? So it's safe now, you can come back, okay? At least for a visit. Okay? But this is very good. I am reminding you. And it's not about what the Master is saying. It's absorbing his whole fragrance, what is happening around. Don't listen to what I'm saying. It's what is happening here. The climate. Climate of love, of freedom, of happiness. Where can you find this? So that is good. You remember. Where's Venu? What can I do now? My Italians and Yassins, they just love me. I love them also, of course. Then they say, you have to come back. Then I surrender. Good to see you again, Sama. Be happy. It is Thanksgiving weekend, the big national holiday in America. And at the Sons of Columbus annual picnic, Grandpa Risotto gets up and makes an announcement to all the fellow Italians. And now, he says, for the winner of the grand prize, this beautiful apple pie is baked by Mrs. Alucci. Grandpa Pieste is smiling at the back of the picnic, and a little drunk, he shouts out, fuck Mr. Alucci. Ah, says Grandpa Risotto, that says second prize. Some things you cannot escape in Italy. Leonardo and Frankie, two Italian school friends, graduated from college at the same time. Leonardo's dad gives his son a solid gold wristwatch, beautiful. And Frankie boy gets a pearl-handled pistol from his father. The friends meet and admire each other's presents so much that they decide to just trade them to each other. That evening at dinner, Frankie checks the time. Where did you get that gold watch, son? Asks his father. He listens to Frankie's story with a really serious look and disbelief on his face. What's the matter with you? Shouting. His dad, some day you're getting married, and some day you find a wife your wife in bed with another Gaia. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just look at your watch and say, Aya, how long you going to be? Welcome back.
أنا ماني عمري ماني ناس